We're up to Simereish Chafes of Ches, Akta Machaber Haroye Kushi, someone who sees a black person, Vigichar, the Hainu Sho Adam Harbe, his face is very red, Vahalavkon, the Hainu Sho Lovan Harbe, he's very white and albino, Vakipeach, Kipeach, the Hainu Sho Bitnoi Godl, his stomach is so large, Umitoich Ovioi, Niris Kemosa Mekupachas, because of his wide girth, so therefore he looks very short. Rashi brings down that the Gemara B'chayrus is mashma, that we're talking about someone who's very tall and thin, and because he's so thin, his body can't support that height, and therefore he's all bent over, and therefore he looks small. V'hananis, and a midget, v'hadrakayne, d'haynu mishu moli abelas, he has all warts all over his body. Upsuye haroish, shekol sarais of dvuk zeh b'zeh, that his hair, it looks like it's all attached to each other, like one big clump. And Mishmur says, it's talking about that he's like that from birth. If it happened afterwards, then you say a dying emes, like something that you had and you lost. Vesapil, or you see an elephant, vesakoif, a monkey. All these cases, mevorach, baruch atah Hashem lekenem melecha olam, mishana habriyas. Chayadim discusses, what's pshat today, nobody makes a baruch mishana habriyas when they see a shvarze. So he says, because we're used to seeing them, so it's not a big shinui that we chapas bailes that we should say Mishana Habriyas. There are poskim that say that when it says kushi, make a Mishana Habriyas, we're not talking about a kushi whose father and mother are black too. That's normal, that's teva. We're talking about a father and mother who are white and their son is a kushi. That's something which is Mishana. There you make a Mishana Habriyas. There's a fascinating Melech Shleime in Masechtas Klayim. In Perek Ches Mishnevov, he says, what's up is Dafke, an elephant and a monkey are singled out, that on these two you make Mishana Habriyas. All animals are interesting. They're all Mishana. He says, Shemati mipi chochem v'chosid reb Mishulam zatzal. That what's talking the difference, these two animals? And he says, the Teretz is because it's Mavur, that in the time of Dor HaFloge, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was managed, the Dor HaFloge, and he changed them into monkeys and elephants. Monkeys because They're similar to people in their tzure, and elephants have a bina yisera closer to humans. Actually, his lashon over there is the elephant understands lashon b'nei adam. So therefore, these two have a bezunder chashivis to make a mishana habriyas. Siftes haroye esachiger. You see someone who limps. Vesakiteya, someone who's missing his hands. Vesasume, someone who's blind in both eyes, Akta Mishnah Berurah, because if he's only blind in one eye, Akta Sharetzion, it's not so Mishunne. Umokeshchin, someone that's full of shchin. Vabakonin, Bakonin is a who Mishimanumer binakudis dakis. He has a whole bunch of little dots on his body, and between the dots, like the little red dots, and between the dots, the skin is very white and bright. That's Bakonin. And Imheim Mimei Imam. If in these cases it's something that he was born with, and the Mishnah Berurah says we're going now on everything besides Kiteya, someone whose feet are cut off, that's something that happened later. But all the other cases over here is Mehum Me'imam. If he was born like that, Mevarach Mishana Habriyas. Im Nishtana Achakach, if it happened after his birth, Mevarach Dain Ha'emes. B'negei these Bakonin, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's Shchiach, many people have that, then Mistabri, you don't make a Mishana Habriyas, it's not a Dover Megun. And he says if it's some type of dots that come because of the sun, and they're going to go away afterwards, for sure you don't make such a bracha. But if you were born normal, and then these things happened, you make a Dayin Emes, Zog the Mishnah Berurah, because that probably came, Machmesa Einish. Zog the Mechaber, V'yesh Misha Oimer, the Dafke Al Misha Mitztar Alot. Mishnah Berurah says, this that you make a Dayin Emes, when you see someone that has these things that happened after his birth, it's only someone that it bothers you tremendously that happened to him, then you make a dayin emes. But birchas mishana habriyas, it doesn't have to do with tzar. It's no different, Dr. Mishnah Berurah, than seeing a monkey and an elephant, that you make a mishana habriyas, because it's something different than the norm. So mishana habriyas, I don't do the tzar, but dayin emes you can only make if you have tzar. Because a goy is a marshal for someone that usually don't have any tzar. It doesn't bother you so much when a goy has any of these mumen. But lav dafke goy. The point is, anyone who you're not mitzar, you don't make a bracha dayin emes. Sharetzion brought down before in Simereish Yud Ches that he doesn't know why you make a Dayana Emes when you see the block of salt that used to be Eishes Light. V'chayr, she wasn't to eat. Noibazoi, there's no tzar. He says, maybe the tzar is that Avram's chus wasn't megan on her, so you see how big the Midas Hadin was at the time. That's the tzar. The tzar was that the Midas Hadin at that point was so great. Bialacha says, if you see someone that has these mumen and you're not sure if he was born like that or it happened subsequently after he was born, so misafik, it's arachin if you should make a dayan emes b'chai gavna. Zog de mechaber ve'ine mevorech ala pam rishayne shashinui olav godl ma'oit. In other words, even if let's say you see one of these things that you make a mishana habriyas, and you saw it again 40 days later, so 30 days have passed already and you see it again, you don't make a bracha the second time. Mashal, you saw a shvarze in a place where shvarzes aren't common, and then you see one after 30 days again. So you wouldn't make another bracha, because Mishana Brias, you only make it the first time that you saw a davar Mishunah Ma'it. Mashabur brings from the Taz that Huadin, the Mashmoyis, is Dayana Emes also. That once you made Dayana Emes, when you saw a person that lost his hands, a Chadayme, you don't make it again later when you see someone else in the same condition. However, the Nahar Shalom says, B'negei Dayana Emes, which is a bracha you only make on someone that you're mitzar harbe, that he has this tzar, so it's mistaber that if you see another person that you like that also has the same problem, you're mitzar again, forget, you probably even have more tzar than another friend of yours something like this happened to. So you could make a Dayana Emes again. Zog de Rama, the Yesh Aymrim holds that no, that even Mishana Habriyas, you do make again if there was a lapse of 30 days between seeing the first one and seeing it again, you do make another time the Bracha Mishana Habriyas. The Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should make the Bracha, but B'loi Shem U'Malchus. Shar Tzion says that if even according to the Rama, if you see the same Kaif again, you zicher don't make a bracha, even if it's after 30 days. What we're saying over here is if 30 days passed, that means if you saw a different kaif, and it's 30 days later, you make a bracha again. Sif Yod Zog the Mechaber, Heroya Ilonis Toivis, you see nice trees, Ubriyas Nois. Briyas Nois means Afilo Oivet Kechav my behemoth, whether it's a human, whether it's a behemoth, but it's something very pretty, even if it's a goy. And Briyas Nois, Zog the Mishnah Berurah, refers to both Scharm and Akevis. So you make a bracha, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shekach Eloi Be'olamai. The Baruch Shalom has such brias in his world. Ve'einu Mevarach Aleihem Ela Pam Rishayne V'lo Yoyser. You don't make this bracha again a second time. This is the Mechaber L'shitosei Zog Tashar Tzion that said before that the bracha Mishana Brias, even after 30 days, you don't make it again. Loi Aleihem V'lo Yalacherim. Let me boy on them themselves, you don't make a bracha again. But even if you see another pretty person, or behemah, chadaimah, ilan, you don't make the bracha. Unless, elam kin hoyinoa mehem. If the other ones are a lot prettier, so mele, that's something you didn't see yet, you would make the bracha. Shabur says, the maisa today, linahagu klal, to make this bracha. Shar Tzion says a reason, because the lashon chazal is that nois be yoyser, that they're very pretty. It's very hard to be Mishara. What does it mean, Noiz B'yoyser? So Mele, that's why the Minigas, we don't make this bracha. However, the Mishabur says, it's Nochan at least to make the bracha, B'loi Shem U'Malchus. This that it says, even if you see a goy, you make the bracha. Zog the Mishabur, that's Dafke Riyah Ba'alma. But his stakless, to be Mizboinin, you know, look at a goy B'hizboininis. So we're talking about Riyah Ba'alma. Chutz Mizah, Zog the Mishabur, when you see a goy, osr leimer kamenoa kusiza alta isra of leisachonim. But zeta is this bracha, is not a problem leisachonim. Kamenoa kusiza is you're saying, look how pretty the goy is. Here you're saying, look what their bainish made in his world.